So the fourth of the Aseres HaDibros is Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho. Remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. The fourth to the tenth commandment that we are going to be reading this coming Shabbos. So it's the only ritual in the Ten Commandments. All the other ones, you know, you have Ben Adam Mechavero on the second Luchos, you have Kivud Aveim, and then you have others. It's the only ritual in the Aseres HaDibros. So what do we learn out from this Pasuk? We learn out from the Pasuk of remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. What do you know? Tomorrow night, we learn out there is a biblical mitzvah to sanctify the Shabbos, or technically to remember the Shabbos. Zochar Hashem. So what do you mean to remember the Shabbos? So we'll have, tomorrow night we'll have a moment of silence. So remember, before you start your meal, have a moment of silence. Think, or you can make a lot of noise, but as long as you're thinking, remember the Shabbos, and then you're ready to go. So how do we know? I have to actually verbalize it. Zochar means to remember. Just like we have a similar mitzvah, which isn't that far away, Purim, but the Shabbos before, Zechiras Amalek, remembering Amalek. So again, the Gemara says, if it says to remember, how do I know I have to verbalize? So actually, there's two different drushes. The Gemara in Megillah has a black and white drusha by Zechiras Amalek, because the Pasuk says, remember the Shabbos day, and then it says, Lo Sishkach. And you know what? And don't forget. So obviously, if it says to remember, I'm not going to forget. So what do I need to remember? What is Mani Makayim Zohar? The Gemara says in Megillah, Zohar Bepeh. It must mean that it's not enough to mentally think about it. Cognitive, you have to verbalize it. So the Mechot, what?
Sorry, you think that the Gemara, so in Megillah, from that we learn about Zohar Yom HaShabbos.
No, I didn't get there. Yeah, that's it's going to be a similar drasha from there. The Gemara, the Mechot has a similar drasha. I said by Amalek it's explicit. By Shabbos it's not explicit. It says, what do I need Zohar to remember? Why it's a similar? Because it says, Shomer Shom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. It says in Parshas V'Eschanan. So if I already know Shomer, so what do I need Zohar? So it must mean Zohar means Bepeh. So that's why there's no opinion by Amalek that thinking about it is enough. There is a opinion that we don't paskin like, but the Pri Megadon's opinion is perhaps by Kiddush Friday night, maybe it is enough to think about it because there is no explicit. So what I'm saying is it's an explicit drasha by Amalek. It's not explicit by Shabbos. We learn out from Zohar v'Shomer, and it's not the Gemara, so therefore there is an opinion. But the bottom line is, it's no difference. It's not enough to think about Amalek. We have to verbalize it. So too, I mean, so don't get me wrong, you should be thinking also. I wasn't excluding the thinking part. My point was, of course you're going to think about it when Shabbos is here, but it's not enough to think about it. You have to mechazik yourself by reciting the Kiddush. So that's a clearly a biblical commandment to recite the Kiddush. Of course, the question is, what do I need to do to fulfill my biblical commandment of Kiddush? So if you look at the Rambam, you look at the Chinuch, they seem to be clear. Mitzvahs asei l'kadesh es HaShabbos. Again, I'm paraphrasing. I don't know, I might be quoting, I might be paraphrasing, I don't know. But Mitzvahs Aseh L'Kadesh Es HaShabbos B'Dvarim. The bottom line is, whatever their exact language is, they both say, you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Min HaTorah with words alone. By reciting the Kiddush Friday night, even if you didn't have a cup of wine, even if you didn't drink from the wine, you fulfill your biblical commandment of Kiddush. So Kiddush is fulfilled by Zachar Bepeh, Jeff.
If I say to you, good Shabbos, am I your Seder?
So that's a good kasha. So that's already Rabbi Akiva Eger gets into if we're going to assume, like the Rambam, that you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa with words alone, then we'll have to get into what type of words. Is saying good Shabbos enough, or do I need more than that? That's what we'll have to touch on. It could be a machlokas. In other words, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, ulai, perhaps, the Mishnah Brook of Chofetz Chaim doesn't go, he says, what's the ulai? It's definitely no. Some say it's definitely not. Someone say perhaps, but we'll touch on that in a couple of minutes, maybe. So ulai, like Rabbi Akiva, maybe we'll come back to it. So either way, so clearly there's no debate that the mitzvah d'oraisa is bidvarim according to the Rambam Machina. However, there are other opinions in the Rishonim. Another opinion says not only is reciting the Kiddush biblical, but what do we make the drush in the Gemara from Zachar? Zachreyu al hayayin. You should remember it over wine. So some learn to that. That's a biblical reference. So you have to have a cup of wine, or maybe a bottle of wine. You have to remember it in front of wine. So if you have a cup of wine in front of you, that's the biblical mitzvah. And the third opinion takes it even further. It's not enough just to remember it over a cup of wine. You got to drink from the cup of wine. So there's three aspects of the Kiddush: reciting the words, holding a cup of wine, and drinking a cup of wine. So door number one is the Rambam and Chinuch. Only number one is biblical. Others say Tosfos quotes different opinions in Psachim, that maybe number two is biblical, and perhaps even number three is biblical. But halacha l'maisa, the way we follow, we go with door number one. We paskin to fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush biblically, all you need is words alone. But to fulfill your rabbinical commandment, you got to do it over a cup of wine as well. So we paskin like the Rambam. It's enough to fulfill your biblical. Of course, we do with zealous in our rabbinic commandments, and we're going to do it over wine as well. But the bottom line is, according to the way we paskin, you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush with words alone, which leads the Magen Avraham to the following conclusion. We'll see if it's a debatable conclusion or not. The Magen Avraham takes the Rambam to the next step. See, you're already on Good Shabbos is the third step. I'm going before the Good Shabbos question. The Magen Avraham says, you know what? If the Rambam says you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush with words alone, then you know what? So when you daven Ma'ariv Friday night and make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, you have fulfilled your biblical mitzvah of Kiddush. That's what the Magen Avraham extend the Rambam that says words alone. He doesn't say about the Friday night davening. The Magen Avraham says the extension of the Rambam, based on the Rambam, I want to go out on the limb and say, when you daven Friday night, you fulfill your mitzvah min HaTorah. Okay. So let's assume the Magen Avraham is right. Well, at the moment, we're not going to assume that way the whole way, but let's assume his premise. So if we assume his premise, so then you could go, then maybe saying good Shabbos is enough also. In fact, that's what Rabbi Akiva Eger says. Let me just go back a step before I get to Rabbi Eger. Why is this relevant? Whether, so what? Who cares if I get my mitzvah of Kiddush and davening and what? I? So the question is relevant. The way the Dugal Maravada asked the question, it's man versus woman, but the truth is it doesn't have to do with man versus woman, as I'll explain in a minute. Let's just go back a step. The Gemara tells us in Kiddushin that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah, biblically. the same obligation as men. You wanted equal rights, I'll give them to you. You're obligated in Kiddush just like men. So the question is, but why? Doesn't it fly in the face of a famous principle we're all familiar with from the Mishnah in Kiddushin, that Nashim Paturus mi mitzvahs asei shazman grama, the women are exempt from time-oriented mitzvahs, and you can't get any more time-oriented than Kiddush. Kiddush can only be done on Shabbos. I can't make it today. So if Kiddush is the classical Zman Grama, what do you mean women are chayiving? Is that a galechter? Like, what do you mean? Why are they chayiving Kiddush? So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why. It's one of the many exceptions. There seems to be more exceptions than rules. But I'll tell you why it's an exception, because as we mentioned, it's a Zohar in Zohar Shoma Shabbos L'Kodcho in Yisro, in the Ten Commandments. In Vaeschanan it says Shomer Shoma Shabbos L'Kodcho. The Gemara makes a drasha called She Yeshnu Bishmira Yeshnu Bizachira. Whoever is included in the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos, whoever is obligated in keeping the negative, meaning you have to keep the laws of Shabbos, Yeshnu Bizachira. You're also obligated in the positive mitzvah of Kiddush. So therefore, since women are obligated in keeping Shabbos, so they also are obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush. A separate share, but the question is, how far do you go? Just Kiddush? What about all the other mitzvahs of the day? So that they'll probably be obligated in also. But that's a separate discussion why. But the bottom line is, women are chayiv in Kiddush because because since whoever is obligated, so that's the given. Women are chayiv in Kiddush min HaTorah. So therefore, that's, you have to know that fact. So here's the problem. Comes along the Dougal Meravava. He's the Noda B'Yehuda, but he writes on the same guy. He writes on Shulchan Aruch. He has the following question. He says, if according to the Magen Avraham, that by davening Meirev Friday night, you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah, so there's going to be a problem, because again, his assumption is, and probably when he was alive, that was the correct assumption, and that basically the assumption was that most men daven Meirev, or at least, you know, observant men daven Meirev Friday night, whether in shul or at home, and most women did not daven Meirev. That's the assumption of the question. So he says, so if a man, if the husband daven Meirev already, so according to the Magen Avraham, he fulfills his mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush. So when he comes home to make Kiddush for his wife and family, he's only obligated in Kiddush derabanan. And yet his wife is not daven, so she's still obligated in Kiddush min HaTorah. So we have a general rule of thumb. I only can do a mitzvah for you if I'm on the same level obligation or higher. If I'm lower, how could I make, if I'm only obligated to Rabbanan, how could I do a mitzvah for you if you're obligated min HaTorah? So he's bothered. How could it be then? How could a husband go home and make Kiddush for his wife? He's only chayav midrabanan in Kiddush, because he was. So that's the no debut. So his solution is very simple. He told his wife to daven Meirev. He tells the woman, you should daven Meirev Friday night. Even if you don't daven Meirev all week long, you should daven Meirev Friday night. So therefore, you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah also. And therefore, we're all on the same playing field. I'm chayiv derabbanan than you. That was his suggestion. So how did he deal with the problem? He accepted the premise of the Magen Avraham that you fulfill your mitzvah in Meirev. And he said, okay, go ahead. A woman should daven Meirev. Others suggest a woman doesn't have to daven Meirev to level the playing field. I don't light Shabbos candles, but apparently there's some little prayer you say, like a tchina you say when the woman says before she lights candles. And it has talks about Shabbos, I guess. So some say when she reads that, she fulfills her mitzvah min HaTorah. and therefore she levels the playing field. But let's assume that doesn't work. So that's where Rabbi Akiva Eiger comes in. He says, that's where the minig, you know where the minig Yisroel comes from? The first thing, you come home, you walk in the door, good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, it depends which language you want to do it in, but that's, what is this minig based on? He says, it's based on this, that the husband just came home in Davin, the woman has in Davin, so when she says good Shabbos, so Ulai, perhaps, she fulfilled her biblical mitzvah of Kiddush, and now we're only Chayim, so now we're on the same plane. That's where the minig of Kiddush, that's what the Rabbi Akiva Eiger is addressing in the Good Shabbos. So that's how so everyone tries to level the playing field. So the Noda de Yehuda, how did he want to level the playing field? By having the woman daven. So they have everyone's only Durabana now, and now you're even. The Chasim Sofer wants to go in the opposite direction. Let them both be biblical. Why should they both only be, when you do the mitzvah, let them both be on the biblical level. Why be on a rabbinical level? Why do the mitzvah daraisa separately than the mitzvah Durabana? Let's do it together. So what's his etza? That they no one should have a myra. What should happen? So he says like this. He says we have a principle in the Gemara, a debated principle that we've discussed many times, and I'm sure we'll probably discuss it many more times. It's a general klal in the Gemara whether mitzvahs srichas kavana. The mitzvahs require intent. So of course, I always like saying like, what do you mean? You mean this? A rabbi is going to tell you, don't have any, you're about to do a mitzvah, don't have any kavana, or they'll tell you, you don't need to have kavana. No, so everyone agrees, before you do the mitzvah, you should have kavana. The question is, it's a post facto legal question. If I did a mitzvah without the requisite kavana, must I repeat the mitzvah? It's a legal question. It's not a philosophical or like hashkaf. Of course you should have kavanah all the time, whatever you do in life. It's a good idea to think about what you're doing. But the question is, certain times having kavanah is an obstacle. Other time you should have had it, but we'll let you get by. So what's the principle? So we paskin. So since it's a machlokas in the Gemara, we paskin on a biblical mitzvah with strict, on a rabbinical mitzvah with lenient. So on a mitzvah min haTorah, we say you have to go back and repeat the mitzvah. Again, there are exceptions to that, but that's the rule. On a mitzvah d'rabbanan, you don't have to go back. So that's the rule. Comes along the Chasam Sofer and says the following, that since we have a principle, mitzvah strichas kavana, and since Kiddush is a mitzvah min haTorah, Zachar Hashem HaShabbos L'Kodesh, minimally, everyone agrees, Devarim is min haTorah. You could discuss the other two or three, maybe they are also, but clearly, the mitzvah reciting Kiddush is biblical. And we paskin, to fulfill a biblical mitzvah, you need kavana. In other words, I have to be thinking, I'm fulfilling my mitzvah of Kiddush. So the Chasam Sofer says, either don't think about it. In other words, don't think about fulfilling your mitzvah of Kiddush or have negative kavanah for Kiddush. However you're going to do it, have kavanah for tefillah's ma'ariv. Have in mind, you're fulfilling your mitzvah of davening ma'ariv Friday. That you should have kavanah for. But have no negative kavanah for Kiddush. So therefore, you daven ma'ariv, you go home. We start fresh. I didn't get my mitzvah of Kiddush. You didn't get the mitzvah of Kiddush. We're all happy. We're all on the same playing field. And therefore, that's his eighth. So we have the Dogma above it said he lowered us both to rabbinical levels. And the other one held, and the Chasam Sofer took us both to a biblical level that don't have in mind. Again, they're both accepting the premise in a Magen Avraham that you yotze your mitzvah min haTorah, both the Dagul and Ravava and Chassid Zofar accepted the premise of the Magen Avraham that you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush by davening Maariv Friday night. One just told his wife to daven Maariv to get her also to only a Drabbanan. And the Chassam Sofer said, let's get them both on the rice and don't have Kavana. The third answer from the Arach HaShochan, he also accepts the premise of the Magen Avraham. But he says, so he's going to give a third approach. He's saying it's not, clearly according to the Noda B'Yehuda, the Dogum HaRavava and the Chassam, they all agreed you have to be on the same level. So either they've got you both to Daraisa or both to Rabban, but they agreed that someone on a Drabbanan can't do a mitzvah to Daraisa. Comes along the Aruch HaShochan and said, no problem. Even if the husband already made Kiddush and is only obligated to Drabbanan, he could still make Kiddush again. Why? Because forget about for his wife, the halacha is, let's say I'm the only person in Hamilton who knows how to make Kiddush. So so obviously I make Kiddush. But there's a principle in Judaism, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazel, all Jews are responsible for one another. So until every Jew in Hamilton makes Kiddush or hears Kiddush, I don't fulfill, assuming I could help them, I don't fulfill my obligation of Kiddush totally until I make sure everyone possible hears Kiddush. So based on Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazel, even though I can make Kiddush 100 times, and I can make it for you because I am you need to make Kiddush, I'm obligated in the midst of Kiddush. So he says Shomea Kaona is when we both didn't hear. Let's say I make Kiddush for you. You come to my house and we make Kiddush together. But there's another principle. It's called Yatza. Even though you fulfilled the mitzvah, motzi, I could still be motzi others because based on, so therefore he says, a man could be motzi his wife is because all the Jews are responsible for one another and therefore it's a go. So we have three solutions to the apparent problem is either they both agree to the premise in the Magen Avraham that you fulfill your mitzvah d'oraisa in davening, so the Dogamara says, have the wife daven. And therefore, they're both only obligated to Rabbanim later. The Chassam Sofer says, if you just don't have Kavana for Kiddush, and you'll make Kiddush together all at once. And the Arach HaShochan agrees, well, he doesn't even care even if you do have Kavana. He says, the wife doesn't have to daven. You don't have to have any Kavana. Do whatever you want. It doesn't make a difference. Even if you did fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush, you can make Kiddush 100 times. So if you could, and even though it's a question whether women are obligated, and since women are obligated in Kiddush, so therefore we assume they're involved in the mitzvah of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazel as well. So that's three answers to the Dagul Maravava's Kasha. We're going to stop here, but because the next two answers are going to reject the premise of the Magen Avraham. That's like, all these answers assume the Magen Avraham's premise was correct. The Rambam clearly states, you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush with words alone, but they don't like the Magen Avraham's extension to saying you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush when you daven Friday night. We'll have to discuss why not. Why is it a stretch according? Why do they reject the premise of the Magen Avraham that they don't like his extension? They say the Rambam would not say that. That's you, the Magen Avraham, saying it. So we have, so that maybe we'll continue on Sunday. Maybe we'll do a different topic. Yeah, what?
Yes, Rabbi.
Yeah.
Look, how about modifying the idea that, what about this? That as long as, even though I'm going to say the derisa, so, I mean, I'm your side of the Rasa, but as long as there's a single Jew in Hamilton, I have the power, so to say, to be one see him, because I still have this obligation to him.
Right.
That's the 30. So how about the following? Not to Imogen Hamilton, but to my wife, because each took a goof or dummy. So maybe there's a special state of that. I don't know if anybody has that approach.
What do you mean, each took a goof or what?
That means if I don't know, I'm not trying to say, but if I make...
Wait a minute, that's what his answer is saying is, your wife is no worse than anyone else in Hamilton, and therefore that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying, even if you were Yotze Kiddush Daraisa in Shul, in Davening, and your wife wasn't, it's not an issue, Yotze Motzi.
Okay.
You follow or not?